There were tears rolling down her face because she was losing fistfuls of her hair, and there was so much hair coming out that she was thinking she'd have to shave it off and get a wig, which is very, very scary for either sex, but especially for women, because hair is a big part of a woman's identity.
So, Faraz, thanks so much for joining the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Wendy.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started in the health industry and anti-aging.
Yeah, totally. So I was a happy-go-lucky kid in college, and I just wanted to be popular for the women and get decent grades. But I remember one day I was a junior, and I was washing my hair, and I looked down on my hands, and I see my hands full of my beautiful dark hair, and I had a freak-out moment. And I was a soccer athlete at the time in college, and so, you know, I was kind of a little bit popular, and that just sent shivers down my spine. My stress levels went from 4 to 11 right away, and I started thinking about why this is happening. And of course, I correlated this back to my mother. Her three brothers were all bald, and I go, oh my God, this is in the family. And even though my father's side had great hair genetics, my mom's side didn't. And so, again, stress also added to that. And I just stumbled my way for a few years with hair thinning. I tried so many things, like holistic oils and biotin and shampoos and all the things that we do. I even tried onion juice for a while and you know, yogurt and egg yolks. And at a certain point, I remember my grandma had told me that, you know, if you shave your hair, it comes back thicker and stronger. So I ended up I ended up shaving 6 times. I was so desperate.
No, grandmas. No, that's old wives' tales.
Totally. Total myth. But I didn't know, and I don't look good with a shaved head. So anyway, did grad school. And then at the age of 25, I said, enough is enough for this. I'm tired of waking up with like thin, fine hairs on the pillow. And so I went to see a hair transplant surgeon, and it was a female, and she was a great doctor. Calmed me down and said, you know, you're not ready for it because you haven't lost a lot of hair in any one area. But she said, I got a pill for you. And the pill has some side effects. And so I said, no, this has sexual side effects. I'm not going to do it. Went home, 6 more days of pain, waking up with the hairs on my pillow. And I called her back and I said, yeah, I'll take the pill. So I did that for 10 years. And then when I got into anti, I decided in LA, when I was living in Los Angeles 10 years later, to quit my job and get into anti-aging and longevity, because this is what I thought was the next. I believe this is one of the next frontiers. And it's super exciting. And so one of the first things I asked myself is, what can I do in this field to better humanity, and also focusing on myself first? And my biggest challenge was, my biggest insecurity was hair thinning and hair loss for, you know, 15 years. And so that's what I did. I went to conferences around the world. I went to Thailand for International Hair Restoration Conference, talked to stem cell experts and hair doctors and all the famous doctors in America.
I hear they have some smoking deals in Turkey on hair restoration, the stem cell.
They
hair restoration.
Yeah, it's only $2,500 if you want to go to Turkey. And all of Europe is going there at this point. But anyway, so I went to this conference. And when I came back, I went to see each of these doctors in the United States one by one to their facilities. And we talked for hours in front of and behind the camera. And I learned some more. Then I came back home and, you know, did 200, sat down and studied 200 scientific papers. And what I realized, I had a big aha moment at that point. I said, you know, the reason I've tried all these supplements, and I'm sure the listeners can correlate as well, you try a thing, and then you try a different thing, and you try a different supplement, and you try a different serum, and nothing seems to really work. The big aha moment I had is hair loss is a serious, complicated, and sometimes multifactorial issue. And the best chance, if you're serious about it, is you've got to combine multiple things together and do it at the same time for best results. And so that's what I did. I took a supplement that, or multiple supplements, because I wanted the best of the best ingredients. Then I did multiple serums. And then I also did derma rolling and hair brushing vigorously for months and months. And finally, I really had great results. And I had like tiny baby hairs growing back, and my hair felt thicker and awesome. And so I said, wow, this is great. And my confidence was coming back, and I was smiling at myself in the mirror for no dang reason, which was amazing. And then I said, okay, cool, this works for me, but will it work for others? And so I had a few friends, some female, some male, and we did this on them as well, and they had good results. So I said, okay, maybe this is something we can bring to the world. And this whole time, my mom's, you know, texting me and saying, my hair is falling out too, like, how are you going to help me? And so we decided to come up with something that's multifactorial, that works together, that's a whole system that addresses hair thinning from multiple angles. And so that's when we created Fully Vital, That's the company that we have, and that's the system that we sell on there. And then also, I have a podcast on longevity, which I'm so glad to be able to speak to experts like you and others that are really moving the field forward and looking at our best and feeling great the whole way.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And, you know, hair thinning is a problem for so many people, men and women. And it really is devastating. I mean, I know I'm very much into my hair, and thankfully I've never had hair problems. I don't have any gray hair. I don't know why, but I've always been super healthy. I take lots of silica, and, you know, I take, just take really good care of my health. And so it shows in your hair, skin and nails, and et cetera. But for the people listening that are experiencing hair thinning, what are some of the primary reasons? You said it was multifactorial. So yeah. What are some of the things that are promoting this?
Yeah, so the number one reason for men and women when it comes to hair thinning and hair loss has to do with hormonal changes. And for women, this they know this very well. At the age of 35, your hormones start changing, and particularly estrogen and progesterone start declining, which leads to a relative imbalance with testosterone. And this testosterone converts to dihydrotestosterone, or DHT, which then travels to your hair follicles. And according to the science, it starts to shrink the hair follicles. So, you know, it restricts blood flow, oxygen, and it starts shrinking them, which means your hair gets thinner and thinner and wispier over time. And in men, this translates to complete baldness. And luckily for women, it's not complete baldness, but you see a lot of thinning, and you can see the scalp sometimes. And so that is the number one reason, but there's many other reasons. So, and the other question I get is, how do I know if I have hormonal thinning going on? There is one simple test you can do. I have a friend, Lisa, who lives in Minneapolis, called me with the same question. And what I asked her to do is, when you're taking a shower next, just all the hairs that are maybe in your hand when you're washing your hair, just stick them on the tiles in the bathroom or in the shower curtain, for example, and just look at them. If there's 10 hairs, if there's two of them that are thinner than the others or more, then you know that it can be hormonal, because when the hair thins, it's typically hormonal related. And this is the only type of hair loss that can be permanent, meaning your follicle can shut down. All the other hair loss types, you can grow it back if you get rid of the underlying causes. So this is a particular one that everybody has to be careful with. The other one that's, we see a lot of is stress-related hair loss. And this could be, there's two subtypes. One is like you have a massive trauma, like you get COVID, or you have an infection or a surgery or a breakup, either psychological or physical stress that causes your body to say, I am in deep doo-doo, I might die, so I'm going to pull all the resources away from my hair, which is expendable, towards the core organs. And so that's what it does. That leads to hair shifting to a resting phase, after which it has to fall out. And people freak out because they can lose up to 50% of their hair, half their hair, 2 to 3 months after the big incident. And it's very important to try to do everything you can to bring it back at the end of that, because normally it should come back, but there can be factors that prevent it. The other type of stress-related hair loss is just ongoing chronic stress, meaning elevated levels or high levels of stress. And so what you want to do is to bring your body back into balance and do some meditations, take some adaptogens like, ashwagandha or others that we have in our supplement, but just bring your body back to normal. It's super important to reduce the effects of stress. And then I'll say the other ones, I'll just briefly mention, one of them has to do with nutrients as well. And nutrition is very important. There's five big ones, nutritional aspects that you have to have in the right amounts in your body. And these are vitamin D3, you have zinc, iron, folate, and B12. If you can get these are called the big five. If you can get these in the right quantities in your body, you must be in the middle of the range, not on the low end and not on the high end. That's what's important for hair growth. And so that's a big one. And I'm sure you come across this, Wendy, too, is there's vegans now that they don't get enough of iron and even zinc and folate in particular instances. So you've got to be careful there and make sure you are supplementing or getting it from other ways. So those are the top three ways, and we can talk about more, but I'll pause there.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. I mean, I've heard of a lot of people that go vegan and, you know, with very good intentions, but it is a nutrient deficient diet. People not only have their hair fall out, but their teeth start rotting out of their head as well, because they just don't have the nutrients they need to support bone health. And it's interesting, the nutrients that support your hair, skin, and nails also supports your bones as well, like silica, for instance. I think silica is really important too. Any other causes of hair loss? I mean, you mentioned COVID-related hair loss. Can you expand on that a little bit more? Because I know there's a lot of people had that and may have experienced hair loss afterwards.
Totally. We deal with this quite a bit. Actually, I met a friend of mine 2 years ago that she was at the biohacking conference in Dallas, and she got COVID right in the middle of it. And then she came back to Austin, where I live right now, and we met up for lunch. And I said, how's it going? And there were tears rolling down her face, because then she explained to me that she was losing fistfuls of her hair because of COVID that had happened 2 months ago. And there was so much hair coming out that she was thinking she'd have to shave it off and get a wig, which is very, very scary for either sex, but especially for women, because society, like, hair is a big part of a woman's identity. And so it's very important. So what happens with COVID or any other big injury, accident, surgery, all of those, is your body goes into shock and says, your hair is taking up so much energy, I'm going to pull minerals, resources away from the hair and to the core organs. So blood, your heart, your brain, kidneys, lungs, especially, so that you can survive as a human being. And then the hair has to, because it's now disconnected from the hair follicles and the blood supply, it has to go through a complete cycle, after which it should grow back. But here's what happens. Sometimes there's multiple causes of hair thinning going on at the same time. So you could have hormonal aspects going on, which are thinning your hair, but then you get a big shed from COVID. And now typically all the hairs would grow back, but they don't, because the hormones are blocking the hair from coming back. So you've got to address that. Or you have other reasons like heavy metals, which we can get into, that are also preventing your hair from coming back. So it's very important when you have a big shed to be very, very mindful of your hair and to do a lot of things. And if you're serious, I recommend doing a lot of things regardless, because that's when you get to see the best results.
And I also think acting sooner rather than later, like not waiting, you know, getting to the bottom of it, figuring out what's going on, because you mentioned before we were talking that if you wait too long, if you wait years, that hair follicle dies and it can't regenerate.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, it's what I noticed is when I was losing my hair, I was trying one supplement after another and another, or serum, or I tried minoxidil for many years. And it didn't really work for me that well, because I was just doing one thing. And so that's what I found and what we found in our community, is if you do three or four things together and each of those things is very well crafted, then you have the best chances. The other reasons can also be related, like I said, to heavy metals, which you're an expert in, Wendy. But also you could be taking medications, which can be causing hair loss. There is plenty of medications that can cause hair loss. There's too many to list, but you can look up and Google some of those. Ask Dr. Google. Those can be challenges. And also thyroid, low thyroid or Hashimoto's, is something that we see. And so there is two tests that I recommend when we work with women and they're having challenges with their hair. We recommend two tests to kind of rule out some of the underlying conditions. One is iron panel. A complete iron panel, that's important for hair. And it's not obvious to most people that they may be deficient in iron. And then the second one is a complete thyroid panel with antibodies. And so that gives us a really good indication of how your thyroid gland is doing, if it's compromised in any way. So we can, once those are out of the way, then you have a very good shot at getting your hair back, from a high level standpoint.
Yeah, and mercury really impacts the thyroid, just one metal that dramatically impacts thyroid functioning. And there's heavy metals like uranium, arsenic, mercury, those can all contribute to hair loss. Nickel can contribute to, you know, autoimmune alopecia. And, you know, I know for me, you know, living in California, anywhere in the Southwest United States, there's a lot of uranium in the water that you're getting, you're absorbing when you're showering. And I had a period at one point where I had a lot of hair coming out. A fifth of my hair fell out. It's the only time in my life where I'd had, hair loss like that. And I did a hair mineral analysis and I realized I had super high uranium off the charts. And then I discovered in my research that when you're dumping a lot of uranium, you're detoxing it, you can have a lot of hair loss. But the hair grew back, but definitely freaked me out. But I just correlated that to the uranium dump that I was having.
It's really interesting because I lived in Los Angeles too, and I did the hair mineral analysis while I lived there, and I had higher levels of uranium and also arsenic. And that, you know, freaked me out a little bit because it's in the water, like you're saying, so we're absorbing it. And so when I moved away, it was less of a concern, but it's in the water. So you have to be careful, and heavy metals are correlated directly with hair loss and hair thinning. So that's another aspect that we have to look into to get the best chance of growing your hair back.
Yes, yes. And then let's talk about Rogaine or the minoxidil and those products, because that's usually, you know, when you go to your doctor, that's the person they're going to recommend. Yeah. And then people take that. It causes erectile issues in some men. And then when you stop it, your hair, all your hair falls out. I mean, what's going on there?
Totally. I can explain this really well. First of all, in studies, Rogaine only works in about half the people. I think primarily the reason is that, not that it's very bad, but there's two reasons behind it. One, that it makes your hair sticky. It's got propylene glycol as an agent that's required to transfer the minoxidil to your scalp. And so that's a very sticky substance, so people just don't use it every day. So compliance is a big issue when it comes to minoxidil or Rogaine. The second issue is that the minoxidil in the actual Rogaine needs to be converted to its active form, minoxidil sulfate. And so there's an enzyme on your scalp that does the conversion, and many people don't have enough of the enzyme. And so that's a second challenge with minoxidil, which is why there are not these amazing results with it. I have seen people get good results with 15% minoxidil. So for our male clients that come to us, we typically recommend a 15%, and depending on how much hair they've lost already, if it's a significant amount, then we'll recommend a 15% minoxidil along with our protocol. But for women, our protocol seems to do enough or be great. So that's the skinny on Rogaine. And it's also important that some people or some women don't want to use it, again, because of compliance, and two, because they don't want to use any pharmaceuticals or chemicals. But I have used it in the past. I don't use it anymore, again, because it makes my hair sticky. And we have other ingredients in our serum that have been scientifically shown to do as well or even better than Rogaine.
One, what's the name of your product line? And then what are some of the ingredients in the serum?
Totally. So it's called Fully Vital. That's the name of the company, and it's a whole system. What we recommend, if anybody is struggling with hair thinning and wants to try our product, then get the 3-month bundle, because you get the serum, you get the supplement, you get the derma roller, and you get the hairbrush. And they all have very important parts in the hair growth, which I can explain. But particularly for the serum, and I'll just hold up a bottle here for people that can watch. It goes after a pathway. So everything that we do, we think about how many pathways can we go after when it comes to hair loss or hair thinning. So for example, we know that hormones, or DHT in particular as a hormone, can cause hair thinning. So we've got ingredients in the serum that help balance DHT. We've got caffeine that is known to counteract DHT, but also multiple peptides like Capixel that help counteract that effect. So we get that pathway set aside. Then we talk about the antioxidants pathway, especially also with aging, that can have an impact. And so we have topical melatonin that can help reduce the antioxidant or can help with the antioxidant effects for the serum. Then we talk about inflammation. So we've got ginkgo biloba and other substances that help balance the inflammation levels on your scalp. Then what's also important is circulation. Very, very important to have enough blood flow and circulation to your scalp. So you've got a couple of ingredients, including methyl nicotinate, that help increase blood flow to your scalp. So you have more oxygen, more nutrients. So that's how we think about is hair loss is pathways. So we've got 15 active ingredients in the serum. Other companies that sell stuff, they have one or two active ingredients and a lot of helper ingredients. We've got 15 actives that are targeting one or more pathways to give you the best chance possible of getting your hair back.
Yeah. And so realistically, when you start using these products, how long does it take before you start seeing hair regrowth?
Yeah. So great question. It takes about 75 to 90 days for you to see baby hairs, right? So that's the physical, like you're going to see the manifestation of little hairs coming out. But even before that, what you're going to see is you're going to see your hair quality get better, your hair loss reduce in the first 30 days. And in the next 30 days, which is day 60, you'll feel your hair to be healthier. It'll be more thicker. It'll be growing faster. And so you'll see these changes over time, but certainly immediately within the first 4 weeks, you'll see a lot less hair loss. Now, you might also see more hair thinning in the beginning, because what happens is that, especially when you brush, this is the one question we get from women so much. They're like, I don't want to brush my hair. I'm scared of touching it, because I was the same when I was losing hair. I didn't want to touch it. I don't want to wash it. I don't want to do anything with it. You know, it was just a thing. And so brushing really helps bring a lot of circulation and ingredients to your scalp, which are very important. And the hair that's coming out when you brush is already disconnected from the hair follicle. So it's just dead hair. It needs to go anyway. And we're taking it out so it can make space for new hairs to grow out under it. So we recommend brushing 100 to 200 times vigorously every single day, because that, again, gets your scalp activated. And we can talk about some more, you know, science behind this, but touching, massaging scalp, massage turns on lots of genes in your body. And it tells your body that, hey, this is an important part of your body. So let's bring it more love and more blood circulation and all those good things. So that's you'll see a little bit of extra hair loss in the beginning, but that's by design. And then in 4 weeks, you'll see a much reduced thinning. And then by 75 to 90 days, you'll see a lot of hair growth.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me it makes sense to brush your hair, to massage your scalp and whatnot to get that blood flow there.
Yeah.
And it just completely makes sense because it seems like it's a area that you just totally ignore. Even if you go get massages on a regular basis, like I do, they frequently don't touch the scalp.
Right.
You know, they're going over the rest of your body. But it makes sense, just like you do like lymphatic brushing, to also be doing that to your scalp as well.
Yeah, your grandma likely, or many women, their grandma likely told them to brush their hair 100 times a day. And we believe grandma meant brush your scalp more than your hair, right? Because that's where all the magic happens. Hair grows out of your scalp. So all of our products are targeted at the scalp. And so we get this question, will it work for my hair type? Yes, because we're going after the scalp. We don't care so much about if you have curly, kinky, coily hair. It's more about the scalp quality. It's more about the health of your scalp and supporting you with ingredients and topicals that help you with that. And also, we have a 4-month money-back guarantee. This is the one big thing that I want to address, because a lot of companies that sell products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So it takes you a week to get the product, and then you have 3 weeks to see results before the guarantee runs out. And we recognize this is a challenge, and many women listening may have, or men, may have tried many, many solutions prior to listening to me. And so that's why we have a 4-month money-back guarantee to make sure that we help you get the results. And for some reason, a small percentage of our women don't get results and we refund their money.
And you have a supplement also for the hair. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, totally. So the supplement helps balance your body from the inside and give it support with all the nutrients that are important for healthy hair. So again, going back to the pathways, it's important to balance the hormones from within, especially DHT. And so the supplement contains 3 ingredients that help balance the DHT levels, which is very important to do. And then we talk about stress, which we discussed earlier. That's also important to reduce stress so you have the best chance of growing your hair. And so we've got adaptogens like ashwagandha and schizandra in there that help balance your stress levels and bring it back to normal levels. Again, we recommend you do more meditation and mindfulness as well, but this is really good as a starter. And then I talked about the big 5 ingredients that are important for healthy hair. We've got those big 5, vitamin D3, iron, zinc, B9, and B12. All of them are included at the right levels in the supplement. We also help balance inflammation because that has been associated with hair thinning. So we've got curcumin that helps balance inflammation levels naturally in your body. And then finally, circulation is also important. And so we've got pine bark extract that helps increase levels of circulation all over your body, and that has scientific data behind it. So that's how we attack this challenge. Wendy, is go to the pathways, find the best ingredients that help support those pathways, and then launch products.
And I know that some people, especially men, will feel like they need to take testosterone to help their hair. What do you think about that in regards to hair growth?
Yeah, excellent question. Even women sometimes do HRT or hormone replacement therapy, and they take testosterone. We get many emails about it. And so if you are going to increase your levels of testosterone in your body, that inherently is going to come with the risk of increasing your hair loss, because that testosterone is going to convert to DHT, unless you can help balance or reduce the conversion using either natural herbs, which we have in our supplement, or you could go the pharmaceutical route, which is more strong and it can cause some side effects, but that's up to you to decide. But certainly, I wouldn't take testosterone without trying to reduce the conversion of testosterone, DHT. Otherwise, you'll have hair loss.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. You're just kind of adding fuel to the fire almost.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about red lights? I've seen the red light, baseball caps and other things that people are trying to sell people that have hair loss. How do those work?
Totally. So the red lights, and I'm sure you know this very well, but for the listeners, there's some wavelengths that have been known to excite cells to increase mitochondrial energy, and it's basically increasing the energy inside the cell. And so what does the cell do with that energy? It does what it's supposed to do, which is grow hair. And so these are, red light therapy falls in the category of minoxidil, which is a hair growth promoter, as opposed to targeting the root causes of hair loss. So I'd like to do both. And so you want to address the root causes, things that help address the root causes, like the supplement and the some of the serum aspects of it. But then also you want hair growth promoters to add to your regimen, like anything that improves circulation, like minoxidil is one, and also red light. And so I believe it works because the data that's outside of hair loss is pretty sound. The data in hair loss is a little bit suspect, because what they do is they start these studies at the end of summer or in summer, and the study ends, you know, fall time. But that's the period in which the humans lose about 15 to 20% of hair as the seasons change. And so what they're doing is they're prolonging the hair cycle, so it's not falling out. And then they're claiming that we regrew 20% hair. You didn't regrow 20% hair. You just saved and prolonged it from falling out. It will eventually fall out. But so just take that with a little bit of, that's a little caveat that I'd like to mention. However, I still do support using red light caps if you can. I just ask people to get in as economically as possible. Don't pay $1,000 or $2,000, because for the most part, what happens is you're going to use it for a month, and then it's going to sit in a closet for the rest of your life, just collecting dust. That's how that works.
Yeah. And then, you know, I think, sure, it's like anything where it just, that's just one thing that you can do. You still have to check all of these other boxes as well, the nutrition and stress, et cetera. And then what about PRP? I know a lot of doctors will recommend that. Certainly not as good as, hair transplantation. That's like absolutely last resort when you tried everything else. But how does PRP work?
Yeah, so PRP is, it can be good, and I'll talk about the data on it. So what they do is you go to a dermatologist's office and they'll draw your blood out, and then they'll spin it in a centrifuge. And then once it's spun, all the platelets are concentrated. And when you inject these back into your scalp with a needle, you have to do lots of injections in your scalp, that can help promote some growth factors that can help strengthen the hair. Now, what's important to note about PRP is that this is typically a short-lived procedure. So you're going to pay anywhere from $600 to $1,500 per PRP session. It can also be up to $3,000 depending on what part of the country you're in. And you might have to do multiple of these. And the best results you can get from a PRP is maybe 1 year, maybe 9 months of thick hair. And then your hair starts to decline back to the baseline. And so that's I've done PRP multiple times. Once I had good results, I paid $2,500 one time, which was a lot.
You could have gone to Turkey.
A whole transplant for that. For that, right? Yeah. Instead of one time PRP. So that helped me for about 9 months, and then my hair started thinning again. And the second time I did it for cheaper, and I got no results. And so when you look at the scientific literature, there's lots and lots of studies with hair loss and PRP. Some have good results, other have no results. So it's really hard to say. And what I've learned in my experience with talking to practitioners is if you use the right centrifuge, there's like levels to this game. There are centrifuges that are made that do better. Other than, some practitioners will just go to Amazon and buy a centrifuge. That doesn't seem to do so well. So be careful with PRP. You're going to spend a lot of money and there's no guarantee of results.
And then what about hair extensions? I know some people in desperation will, you know, thicken their hair through hair extensions. And it seems like it'd be hard on the existing hair that's there already.
Yeah, I believe in every woman's right to look like a goddess with amazing hair. And also, I want to point out that it comes with its own challenges. And if you're going to put on extensions for extended periods of time, it can cause what's known as traction alopecia. Traction alopecia is a condition in which you're pulling on the hair, albeit a small amount, but you're pulling on it for a long time. And so it kind of scars your follicle, which means your follicle is scarred and it's dead and it can't grow any more hair. In fact, if you want to look up celebrities that have damaged their hair with extensions, look up Jennifer. Who was the Jennifer in Friends?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, yeah. She's got a story online of how extensions ruin her hair. Well, so be careful. If you want to use it for short periods of time and don't have them on for months or years at the same time.
Yeah, I had a friend that did that, her hair was thinning and she did the hair extensions and her hair looks amazing. I didn't really think about that potential consequence. You know, they're very expensive, but you could go to Turkey or buy yourself. They're very expensive. I was like blown away.
I didn't know that. I have no experience in hair extensions or buying them at least. But
oh no, they can be $1,000-$1,500 for hair extensions. They're incredibly expensive. I was really, really shocked. It depends on the salon you go to, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Quality human. Some of them use human hair and whatnot. And so how do you know if hair loss is temporary or permanent? Because like for me, my hair loss was temporary. A lot fell out very quickly, and then it started to grow back. Before I really had a chance to, I panicked for like a second, but then it grew back at some point. But for some people, you know, they need to make a call. Do I act on this or is my hair going to grow back?
I think that anytime you start to worry about your hair or you have this spidey sense that more is falling out, typically what I've found is it's usually true because you start to see some signs and you know something's off. So it's very, very good to, as you said, Wendy, act early when it comes to hair because it's complicated. It's not easy. And the only type of hair loss, as I mentioned earlier, is the hormonal hair loss that's related to dihydrotestosterone or DHT. And that for women, the risk factor of that goes up the older you get. So 35 is when the risk of those hormone hair loss starts. But certainly as you get to perimenopause and into menopause, that risk goes up many, many fold. And so that's just, you know, being in that age bracket, just be careful. And then, like I said, you could also look at comparing different hairs in the shower or afterwards. If there's thinner hairs and thicker hairs, it's usually a telltale sign that you're seeing hormonal hair loss. So you got to act on it quickly.
Yeah. And the hormones aren't easy to fix either. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stress can contribute. You know, heavy metals and chemicals play a huge role in interfering your hormones. But also, after you have a baby, you know, a lot of women, they have super high estrogen. And you know, when I was pregnant, I had this crazy hair, like you have such high estrogen and you have this unbelievable thick hair. And then you have the baby and all that's over. The estrogen just tanks. And then your hair starts falling out and it's really, really shocking and it's normal. But I know for some women, when they get very nutritionally depleted following their pregnancy, especially if they were kind of behind the eight ball before, less the hormone and the hair falls out and doesn't come back.
Everything you said is spot on. The other thing that also happens is what we discussed with COVID. And if you have a surgery, like it's a huge, having a baby is a huge shock to your system. So your body goes, oh, I don't know what's going on. I got to save this person from dying. And so again, it pulls the resources from the most expendable part of your body, which is your hair. And so what happens 2 months after you have a baby, you like all of that hair comes out and you lose fistfuls, right? All the glory, crowning glory you had during pregnancy goes away in an instant.
Gone. Yeah, in like a month or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, some of us, I had a lot of hair to begin with. So the loss wasn't that devastating. But for some women, it's, you know, really takes a toll and they need to take some corrective measures, you know, so like doing your Fully Vital product. So tell us a little bit more about those and where we can get them.
You can go to fullyvital.com, and if you're looking to get thicker, fuller hair, or you want to regrow some of your hair, I would highly recommend getting that 3-month bundle. It's a 90-day full supply of everything you need. It includes the supplements, it includes the serum, it includes the brush and the roller, and it comes with a 120-day money-back guarantee. So you've got Recover You. We want to help people get results, and that's why we have the 4-month money-back guarantee. And also use the code WENDY15 to get 15% off your order. So yeah, that's where I would go. And if you have concerns about grays or you're in the early part of graying, we also have solutions for helping delay and reduce gray hairs. That's the whole line has been designed by Dr. Sandra Kaufman, who's a dear friend of mine, and she's written 2 books on aging or longevity. And so that's something to consider as well.
Well, let's talk about that gray hair, because that's a big concern as well. So what causes gray hairs and what can you do about it?
Yeah, so there's multiple reasons for gray hair, but the number one reason is hydrogen peroxide. And what happens is as your cells, as every cell in your body produces energy, as a result of that energy, it produces these free radicals, these things that actually harm the cell. And so your body has defense mechanisms to get rid of these free radicals. And in one process, it converts these free radicals to hydrogen peroxide. And the body has antioxidants like glutathione and catalase that help reduce that into water. And so they make it harmless, but what happens over time is that your antioxidant levels in your cells decrease, which means there's more hydrogen peroxide just lingering around your cells. And that is what ultimately harms and bleaches your cells from the outside. Ironically, a lot of people use hydrogen peroxide in their bleaching products to, you know, to change hair color on the outside, but that's the same process that's happening on the inside. So what the first thing you want to do is help increase your antioxidant status so you can support your body in getting rid of these things. The other thing that happens is that there is a stem cell niche for gray hairs. It's called the melanocyte stem cells. And these, every time you have a new hair come out, your hair growth cells and your, you know, your color cells kind of work hand in hand to provide the melanocytes or the pigment cells that actually create the pigment. But for some reason, the melanocyte stem cells run out faster than any other stem cell niche in the human body. And so at some point, you go gray because you can't even create the pigment cells anymore. And so what's very important is you want to kind of get to this on the earlier side. If you're over 50% gray or you're 100% gray, then it's very hard to reverse it. But if you're on the earlier side, less than 30% gray, we can do a lot of things to reverse it. The third thing I would just say quickly is that the enzymes that create the melanin also don't work as well. And so if you can get antioxidants and other support to help increase the activity of these enzymes, then you get more color going into your hair shaft. So certainly you can do quite a bit. I've had a 40% reduction in my beard by applying the serum that we have for anti-gray. But I will also admit that I was expecting it to go to zero. It hasn't gone to zero, right? So at some point, it's a challenging problem to solve. And we've got the best science behind it. We're going after all the pathways, but it's still a challenging problem. So try it out. And
well, I was going to say, it's good to know that there's something that you can do about it. And you can address the stem cells, you can address the melanocytes and things like that. Is you're not just kind of stuck with going gray or prematurely aging.
Yeah, we've got six pathways we're going after with gray hairs. And again, we're coming up on time, but it's very well researched. It's very scientific. We're even trying to protect your DNA getting damaged from sunlight, because sunlight can damage your cells. And it can damage your stem cells, which then run out. And so we're trying to protect your stem cells. We're trying to protect your melanocytes. We're trying to get rid of hydrogen peroxide. We're trying to balance your stress levels, because that can cause grays as well. And try to reduce homocysteine levels. So again, it's there's a lot we're doing, and with the hope that it can have a lot of benefits for a lot of people.
Okay, great. Well, everyone, just go to fullyvital.com and check out the different options. I just highly, highly recommend Faraz and his products. To reverse your grays and, you know, improve the thickness of your hair and the hair loss. He's obviously really done his homework and has some fantastic suggestions and products. So go check that out, fullyvital.com. And what is the coupon code to get 15% off again?
Yeah, Wendy15.
Perfect. Yeah, super, super simple. Well, Faraz, thanks so much for joining us. And again, tell us where we can learn more about your work and join your community.
Thank you so much, Wendy. So you can go on fullyvital.com, as Wendy said, to get the products. You can check me out on my own podcast, Anti-Aging Hacks. We talk about very cool things like Wendy does as well. And my Instagram is also at Anti-Aging Hacks.
Okay, fantastic. Great. Well, Faraz, thanks so much for joining us. And everyone, I'm Dr. Wendy Myers. Thanks for tuning in every week. My goal with doing this show is to help you upgrade everything you're doing for your health. And, you know, my hope is, you know, you get just one or two things that can help you with your health issues and meet your health goals. And that's why I do this. So thanks for tuning in.
The Myers Detox Podcast is created and hosted by Wendy Myers. This podcast is for information purposes only. Statements and views expressed on this podcast are not medical advice. This podcast, including Wendy Myers and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. Individuals on this podcast may have direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. If you think you have a medical problem, consult a licensed physician. Thank you.